Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle will join most other members of the Midwest Governors Association and promise that by 2020, all new coal-fired power plants in the region will capture their carbon dioxide emissions and store the gas underground. The governors are admiring a proposed Duke Energy plant in Indiana that would use a more efficient way to burn coal and perhaps bury the CO2 on site. Duke's Darlene Radcliffe says her company's combination would be a first.
Well, you have more of a concentrated stream of CO2 that you can pull out of the emission gas and that you could store underground, and that makes it much more cost effective to be able to do so.
Other energy firms note that CO2 is often pumped underground to help bring up oil. Robert Manis of Core Energy told the governors that Michigan could produce another 500 million barrels of oil.
To reach that 500 million barrel prize, the state of Michigan needs more CO2.
But environmental groups that back carbon sequestration, if it can be done safely, don't want the process to automatically give the green light to more traditional coal-fired power plants. Bill Grant is with the Isaac Walton League.
That's the first law of holes. When you're in one, stop digging. And building new conventional coal plants is the equivalent of continuing to dig.
But a lot of states are expanding coal plants, so the governors will pledge today to study a pipeline system to take CO2 emissions to a central burial site, perhaps in southern Illinois. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.